Welcome to Health Professional Radio. I'm your host, Neil Howard. Thank you so much for joining us for another segment. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with returning guest, Dr. Amy Shapiro, CEO at the Indiana Hemophilia and Thrombosis Center. She's returning to talk about how they're facing the health challenges faced by the bleeding disorders community. Welcome back, Dr. Amy Shapiro, and thank you so much for returning.
Thank you very much, Neil, for having me represent the bleeding disorder community on this important topic.
Well, for listeners who may not be familiar with you, when you were here before, you're a pediatric hematologist. Give us a little bit of your background, a little insight into, I guess, a day in the life of a pediatric hematologist.
Well, it's pretty variable. It depends on what day it is and what the needs of the community are. But we take care of individuals who have disorders of the blood and bone marrow. For the most part, the type of work that I do is related to coagulation, which is the blood clotting system. So my career has been focused on individuals who have abnormalities in the blood clotting system, such as bleeding disorders and hemophilia, which is one of the things we're talking about today.
Is hemophilia or bleeding disorders, are these rare conditions?
Yes, they are rare. That's a very good question. Hemophilia, for example, is classified as a rare disorder, and a rare disorder is one that affects less than 200,000 Americans.
Now, even though it's rare, I do understand that it's been recently named as one of the most pressing public health issues here in the United States, along with cancer, diabetes, and heart disease.
Yes. Bleeding disorders affect all aspects of an individual's life. So people think of hemophilia as a disorder that causes excessive bleeding, which is true. It depends on the level of severity, the type of bleeding that you may have. If you have severe disease, which in general are levels less than 1% of clotting factor that remains, you often have what we call spontaneous bleeding episodes, which are bleeding episodes that occur into areas when you don't have a known injury or trauma. Oftentimes, bleeding episodes occur into joints in people with severe hemophilia. And because of these bleeding episodes, people who are affected with hemophilia get joint disease and musculoskeletal problems that interfere with their ability to participate in normal activities of life. So, for example, children may have difficulty attending to school, may miss excessive days of school, may have difficulty keeping up because of that. They may have difficulty participating in activities such as sports that normal children or unaffected children may participate in. They experience pain. They may have difficulty finding an occupation that provides them a good source of income and insurance in their life. And they may suffer disability as time goes on related to those musculoskeletal complications. So we've created, through the help of our federal partners, HRSA specifically, a national network of hemophilia treatment centers, which are, in essence, specialized centers of care that have an integrated, what we call a multidisciplinary team, which are care providers that address the different implications that hemophilia has on an individual's life, such as physical therapy, nursing, social work, psychologists, dental hygiene, all of these disciplines. And we help leverage these to improve individuals' outcomes. Now, all of that being said, the Healthy People goals are very important national goals to address the health of the general population in the United States. So oftentimes these goals have what we would consider to be pressing national issues that affect individuals' health, cancer, heart disease, obesity, et cetera. So having rare diseases or disorders included into these healthy people goals, I think, is a very important achievement because it elevates rare diseases into the national goals and spotlights to improve care of the affected population. And another rare disease that's been included, which I also think is important to mention, is sickle cell disease.
Now, we are talking about the initiative Healthy People 2030. How are you and the members of the bleeding disorders community, people living with hemophilia, sickle cell, how are they trying to achieve these objectives, these goals of Healthy People 2030?
That's a great question. So the actual goal is to reduce the number of individuals with severe hemophilia who have more than four joint bleeds per year. The data is collected through a registry through the CDC called Community Counts, and that's where the data comes from, that we look at a baseline number of individuals who have had more than four joint bleeds, and then try as a national concerted effort to lower that percentage. So the baseline data collected through that registry is 16.9%, and we're targeting a decrease to 13.3%. Now, it doesn't sound like a lot, but it actually is a lot in terms of the number of joint bleeds and the number of individuals who are affected, and it's a concerted effort. So the effort was spearheaded through our partners at HRSA and Catherine McLaughlin, who is the program director for the HRSA Initiative for Hemophilia Centers, was very instrumental, along with other partners within the community, to elevate this goal into Healthy People 2030. And the goal is achieved through the national network, through the Hemophilia Treatment Center network. There are about 140 centers in the United States covering the entire country, and through the regional coordinators and through the NHPCC, which is the National Hemophilia Program Coordinating Center, that is through AFIN to achieve this goal. So it's quite a few partners working together, pulling together along with the community of patients to try to achieve this goal.
And I'd like to remind our listeners that March is Bleeding Disorders Awareness Month every year. Is that correct? And
yes.
Normally you're heavily involved in that, raising awareness on programs such as this and through your speaking engagements as well. Yeah.
Yes. And I want to thank you very much for the time that you've afforded this rare disease and this important national initiative.
Well, give us a website, Dr. Shapiro, where our listeners can go and learn more about Healthy People 2030, about bleeding disorders in general.
Well, that's a great question. There are a number of websites that you can go to. Actually, Healthy People 2030 is listed on a national website through health.gov/healthypeople. So if you just go in and query that, you can find it that way. You can also find it through the American Thrombosis and Hemostasis Network, ATHN, has a website, and they also list through the NHPCC, which is an effort coordinated through them, the link to the Healthy People website and the specific information related to the goal for hemophilia.
Great, great. Well, Dr. Shapiro, once again, I thank you for joining us here on Health Professional Radio. Always very interesting and informative. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Great. Thank you for having us.
You've been listening to Health Professional Radio. I'm your host, Neil Howard, in conversation with Dr. Amy Shapiro, Medical Director and CEO at the Indiana Hemophilia and Thrombosis Center and a member of the National Hemophilia Program Coordinating Center. Audio copies of this program are available at hpr.fm and healthprofessionalradio.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, listen in, download at SoundCloud, and be sure and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/healthprofessionalradio.